That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I hope that hour number two, by the way, I hope that you enjoyed and participated and watched hour number one. We had a very special hour with Sheena Rodriguez and Victor Avila talking about what's happening at our border. Border security issues related to the border. I want to bring this to our audience attention, but and again, you can find more about that at childrengenerationradio.com. You might be watching us right now at childrengenerationradio.com. So hello, great to be with you, and thank you so much for tuning in. We have grown our audience to nearly 100,000. And we are so grateful for all of you that are tuned in and watching us today. We thank you so much for that. And be sure and share the site. We have 24 hours of programming through TECN, the Exceptional Conservative Network, available at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And also encourage you to buy Pastor a cup of coffee. Would you do that? $5. Join me for a cup of coffee. You can do it at our donate site or at PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. $PastorGregCGR. That helps us with our ministry in India, and it also helps us here on our radio program. Well, I am so excited to welcome to the program. She is the leader of the Human Coalition Action. And you might hear that and go, well, what do they do? Who's Human Coalition Action? I love it when conservative pro-life people grab names that make the left have to scratch their heads and wonder, which side are you on? It's because it's so effective in garnering a better and a greater audience to have these important conversations. And so I welcome Chelsea Yeoman to the program. Chelsea, welcome. Good to have you.
It's always good to be here with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my sincere pleasure. My sincere pleasure. Well, I've got to ask you, if you're as both puzzled and perhaps as frustrated as I am, obviously we did not get the results that we wanted in this last election. But one of the things that really frustrates me is the left decided to make abortion an issue, and the right decided to run like they were afraid that being, you know, pro-life. I mean, I thought that conservatism was predicated on the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, with the key element being life. I don't know. Did that puzzle you?
It did. You know, I think it's all a matter of really analyzing it and thinking through the fact that the left put in an unprecedented amount of money into abortion ads. There were $500 million spent on abortion ads. Our side, we were outspent 35-1. So we weren't able to get our message out there, you know, with liberal media only using certain talking points. I interviewed with 4 national and international news outlets, and none of them quoted me on anything pro-life related. And so, you know, when you're thinking out of the perspective of trying to get our message out there and letting other pro-lifers know that they are in the majority, most Americans believe that little human in the womb with heartbeats should be protected from having those heartbeats ended. You know, when that type of echo chamber really surrounds us, it can sound discouraging and demobilizing for our side, but we know we always need to be outspoken for the innocent. We always need to be strong for the vulnerable, stand up and advocate for the vulnerable. And voters certainly did that. If you look at the candidates who were pro-life and didn't shy away from this issue, Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, if you look at the state of Texas is a great example, just did the Heartbeat Act. They all won by greater margins than they did the years before. And so those margins in those states were outstanding. And I think it should send a message to candidates. We want you to advocate for the innocent. We want you to advocate for children in the womb, and we don't want you to shy away from it.
Well, it seems to me, you know, I mean, you look, for example, at Governor DeSantis in Florida. I mean, he flat out said, look, we're not going to support your woke agenda. And part of the woke agenda is killing babies in the womb. I mean, that is a major platform, that. And then once they come out, transitioning them and, you know, hormones and all of this stuff. But I mean, it begins by recognizing that life in the womb matters. And he said, here in Florida, life in the womb is going to matter. It's going to matter. And he would not back off from that. And I don't understand why across the country we didn't see that kind of an attitude be embraced. How would you, let me frame it this way. So you're in a debate. And the other person is saying, well, you know, obviously you're a traitor to women and you don't believe in the rights of a woman to choose. How do you respond to that? How do you change that narrative?
You know, the response is in the numbers, right? We don't have to have fake opinions out here or even a debate out here. The numbers speak for themselves, and the numbers are that for five decades, the pro-life movement has created an infrastructure to serve pregnant women in need. There are 2,700 pregnancy resource centers out there, nonprofit charities who are there to love and care and serve for women. And so we can own that as an issue, as a pro-lifer, and stand proudly on our own record of serving women, just like the work we do at Human Coalition. And you know, if you're a Republican, you can also stand on your own record of what programs do you have in your state that you've supported to care for pregnant women in need, because 14 Republican states have an alternatives to abortion program where their Texas, for instance, has $100 million in a fund for pregnant women in need. And so that kind of is the truth. The numbers speak for themselves. The care and support of women speak for themselves. And you know, it is always right to say we are against innocent children dying. It is always the right thing to say. And so we do need to push our leaders and say we want to elect leaders who are going to be strong, who are going to actually lead on this issue, do what we elected them to do. And in some states that happened and that worked. And in other states, you know, they really have a conscience crisis on their hands of, are we going to be a society that allows our children to die?
Would another question also be to retort back and say, which women are you talking about?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, when they say, you know, well, you know, you don't care about a woman. Well, you know, I think a logical question is, well, which women are you referring to?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Women in the womb, there are female children in the womb who are dying. Obviously half of abortions are on women. And, you know, not to mention the fact that we talk a lot about representation, and minority populations feeling disenfranchised, and nearly half of the Black population is missing because of abortion. You know, those are devastating statistics when you look around and think about that. Nearly half the Black population is missing. And that's because of lies that were told to them. Planned Parenthood set up shop in 90% of walking distance to Black communities.
Yep.
And then preyed on those populations. And those messages, they have to get out there. We have to continue to be educated and bold and to speak truth in love.
The most dangerous place for a Black American is in the womb of their own mother. 61% of all Black babies, the pregnancy ends in abortion. 61%. That is, and it is because the Democratic political machine preys on Black women. They prey on them. P-R-E-Y. Prey on them. And that is to me, that is absolutely inexcusable. It is horrific. It is my friend Reverend Childress with his website, blackgenocide.org. That's exactly what he calls it. It's Black genocide. And I think that's another argument to be made, a very strong argument to be made. Okay, again, which women are you talking about? And why do you target Black American women? Why them? Why are they your target? Just answer the question, please.
Yeah, and you know, they're gonna put out all these lies that they're helping women, they're helping communities. We know you don't help the poor by killing the poor. You don't help vulnerable people by killing vulnerable people. And at the end of the day, in these communities, again, the history speaks for itself when it comes to Planned Parenthood. Their founder's name is Margaret Sanger. She wrote a book on eugenicists of the Black community. That means eradicating minority populations who she said, and I quote, were unfit or undesirable. And her whole plan, she put it there in writing. It said, if we can get pastors in the African American communities in New York City to start talking about this in terms of family planning, we've got into their community, and we can control their population that way. It's terrible. It's evil. It's evil what has happened. But the saddest part to me is that, you know, those lies over decades and decades, nearly probably a century now, actually, have really taken foot in our country, and it's been sad to see the results.
Well, and we don't even have to go back to Margaret Sanger, which is 1959. We can talk about Dr. Gosnell. I mean, part of Gosnell's defense was, I'm doing a service to the community by killing all these babies. I'm doing a service to the community by killing babies. It stands in complete contrast, number one, to his Hippocratic Oath. But number two, what kind of a monster truly believes that you're doing service to a community? And look at the other statistics regarding the health issues associated with women who have gone through abortions. Those aren't myths. Those are facts as well.
Yeah, you're so right. To try to equip people with this background is just so important, because what we hear is what I say, like, marketing rebranding out of their side forever. First it was family planning, then it was women's rights, now it's healthcare. I mean, they're constantly rebranding their issue, but all that matters is the truth. And the truth is, the child in the womb is living. It is human. It's not a clump of cells. It is a human being that has fingerprints by 12 weeks in the womb, can hear its mother's voice in the womb. I mean, the embryology is truly outstanding and incredible here. And for us to say that we as a society, we're not going to believe the lies on the left. The truth is, in all 50 states, before, during, and after Roe, women are protected from being prosecuted for abortion. Only providers are prosecuted for that. And women have medical exemptions for medical emergencies, but also for just a serious medical complication. And so it's on us really to have to lean in here and say, what are the facts? What is the truth? What are the motives here? And it is a really dark, nefarious industry in the billions. I mean, they make billions preying right on women and their children.
Absolutely. All right. Hold tight. We're going to take a break. Chelsea Yeoman, Human Coalition Action. We'll be back with more with Chelsea. We also want to talk about opportunities and options. What can you do? You're pregnant right now. What can I do? What are my options for life? And we'll talk with you about that coming up right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food source, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Chelsea Yeoman, and she is with Human Coalition Action. Tell folks how they can make contact with you, and then we'll continue our conversation.
Yes, you can always go to our website, hucoaction.org, and support us and our policy work to save lives. You can also go to humancoalition.org, which is our nonprofit, serving pregnant women in need every single day, day in and day out, giving them hope and options for life, so that they ultimately choose life. Again, humancoalition.org.
And that is kind of what I wanted to spend a little bit of time on, if we could, in this portion of our time together, Chelsea, is talking about, you know, what is available to women, because there may be someone, or if you're watching right now and you're pregnant and you're having some challenges and you've got some pressure that's being put on you about what you should do about your pregnancy, we want to encourage you that there are resources that are available to you, and there are people out there that want to love on you and want to care and want you to know that you're not alone as you're looking at bringing this incredible new life into the world, and all the possibilities that brings with it. Chelsea, what kind of resources are available through the humancoalition.org?
Yes, I mean, it's truly whatever she needs on her terms. So some women come to us and they say, I currently have a child. I'm having a hard time making ends meet and rent and paying for childcare for that child. And we start to work on the process of getting a solid job, getting affordable rent, helping get affordable child care, the stabilization process, so that instead of panicking about what I'm doing month to month and which bills will I be able to pay, you know, we're on a path to independence, and there's growth there and there's support there. And the key to that is this statistic that we found out. We ask every single woman seeking an abortion who comes through our doors, if your circumstances were different, would you prefer to parent? And 76% of the time she says yes. Mm. And I think that's important to know. She wants help. She wants to know even emotionally she's supported. Maybe her partner's pressuring her. Parents are pressuring her. She's certainly feeling stressed out and afraid or angry even. And so for us to start to say there is hope, you can dream about parenting, you can in fact do this. You are capable and intelligent and able. All of those things are powerful things for her to know. And that's where our process really begins.
I want to share this with our audience. I don't know if this is going to take us out or not. It might, but this is glorious testimony. I want you to listen to this.
A lot of my prayers were, God, I want to trust you. I want to trust you. I want to trust you. And that was his way of saying, okay, here you go. I was a church goer, but I always say the funny thing is I didn't have like an intimate relationship with God until I think right around before I got pregnant, I about fell out and had a heart attack. I just was not financially able to care for another human being because at the time I was barely making it myself. I didn't trust God that much. That was my issue. It's the worst feeling ever of being indecisive about what you're gonna do. going to the women's clinic. I went in there. There was a counselor who you talked to, obviously, prior to, you know, any decision you made. And she just kept telling me about the Word of God and kind of her story and how she became a mother and kind of why she chose to work at the clinic. And every time I'd go in there, I would have my mind made up that, no, I'm coming in here. I'm going to decide that I'm not going to keep this pregnancy. And then I would sit down and I would talk to her, and then I would be a mess. It's not every day that you meet someone who, you know, speaks the gospel and pours into you and tells you that, hey, that God loves you and that you're capable of doing this. So the whole time, and even before I got pregnant with my daughter, a lot of my prayers were, God, I want to trust you. I want to trust you. I want to trust you. I was still in the parking lot at the clinic, and I got in the car and I said, okay, God, I'm choosing to keep this child, but I can't do this on my own. You say you're the father of the fatherless. I need you to be the father of this child. I need you to provide. There's nothing else I can do. You're giving me a whole human to care for. And that was my prayer to him. I didn't know where, how, but I just knew that it was going to be okay. There is a plan and a footstep for everything, and just the way that God made this whole situation come together so that Elena could be here, you know, that I'm able to testify of his greatness and what he has done for me, and all of the puzzle pieces that came together for this moment to be this moment. I am forever grateful. God.
So there it is. Glorious testimony. You can watch that if you go to humancoalition.org. humancoalition.org under stories, glorious, incredible testimony. And that's what you guys are doing. You're touching lives. You're saving lives, literally saving lives. It's pretty incredible. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for all that you do. And again, Human Coalition, the action is UCO Action, right? HUCOAction.com.
That's right. Go there. You can see our legislative work. We have a plan, a poster plan for every single state, and that legislative work is on there. So go through, support us. Please support our work. We're going to be here serving women like we always have.
Amen. All right. UCO Action.com. H-U-C-O Action.com. We'll be back with more. Michelle Swinnick joins us on the other side. More updates on what's happening in Arizona and banning the machines. Back with more after this on Chosen Generation Radio.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical assets. Hey, guess who's joining me? Imagine
that. Good morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I sent you the last intro. Hopefully you're sharing our video. I specifically send you. I want you to know you're like the only guest that I do this for. I actually go into my little studio and I chop up yours and I send you your video just for you.
Do you mean the one we did on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get the, let's put it this way. PG said, resend it to me today.
And
the
will.
Reason why I say that is because literally in the past, since this weekend, I've probably got 1,000 emails.
Yeah.
So no sooner do I see an email, and this is not by choice, not because I'm saying, hey people, email me. It's just that because of what's going on here in Arizona.
Yeah.
It has gone like to the next level.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, crazy good, but crazy bad. So for anyone out there that's watching and they're like, you know what? I sent her something and she doesn't respond, or whomever it is. You gotta give me a little slack, guys. Cause I probably deleted about 400 emails last night while I was just sitting on the couch for 5 minutes. So I'm working through it, but
I've got 154, I've got 154,000 unread emails.
I'm not talking about those that I really
okay. It's crazy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of how time is, let's get right to this. So they come out and now they've announced, it's over and Kari Lake has lost and Hobbs is in and Masters has lost and Kelly is in. And they want us to believe that it's all over and done with. Where are we at, Michelle?
Well, and it's all blatant lies. Like this time around, I want everybody to get their arms around this. Of all elections we had in the United States, this was the most corrupt, most filled with fraud at all different levels. So you got your machines, you got your in-person, you've got your papers, you got your exchange, you got a whole week plus a stretching out of the counting. I mean, this was so in our face, just blatant everything the wrong way to do things by design. I mean, the things that happened, they had to be planned or calculated, because even the words that were coming out of some of these poll workers,
mouths in order to discourage people, it's not even close to being like the process, right? So that's what everybody needs to get to understand first. And then if you want to just go ahead and look at some of the numbers, you don't even have to go deep into anything. Cause like on the Secretary of State's website, it has the main, it's like results dot something or other. I don't know. Just Google the Secretary of State website in Arizona. And they do it so nice, you know, they do it so it's got colors. So it's they try to make it fancy. So that way people look at it. So you'll have the results for governor, the main four ones, governor and then Secretary of State, Attorney General and, Senator.
Okay.
And then treasurer. So the main thing. So if you look at it and you look at the numbers, you're like, that doesn't mathematically make sense. Like, how can the treasurer, who of the crew of the five is the least known in the whole state, get more votes than the governor, who's the top person that you vote for, or even the senator? And it's like the guy who ran for mine inspector, like I didn't even know what a mine inspector does or is. He got like 1.6 million votes. Carrie Lake got 1.2. I mean, so you have things like that. And then that's not even clue. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg that you can see that that's just not how math works. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Masters conceded, which says kind of a lot about him. Okay. So anybody that's conceded in this race, you have to now question everything about them. Okay,
right. Just like in Pennsylvania.
Just like in Pennsylvania.
I mean, Greg Stenstrom and I, we're talking about that in the segment right after yours on Monday. Oz and Mastriano both bowed out.
Mastriano did too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And
good.
See, they are the, here's the thing.
Mastriano.
Yeah, both of them did. They are the only ones. The candidates are the only ones that have the standing to be able to fight this. Okay, the courts won't recognize anybody but the candidates. Even we as citizens, although we should, because we're the bosses, we're the ones, they all work for us, but the courts won't recognize it that way. Only the candidates have the right to be able to question the election. And if the candidates bow out, it's over.
But it also says a lot about them knowing.
Oh, absolutely.
Just said how bad this was.
Absolutely.
And that's not even talking about the machines. I'm just talking about all the other stuff that you can see.
So let's get right to, for example, one of the things that you share, one of the things you shared with us on Monday as an example is that from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., 90% of the ballots that attempted to be run fouled out. 90% between 6 and 9. From 9 till about 11, the number went to 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 till about 2 or 3, it went to about 60-40. And then all of a sudden, the tech shows up at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Right.
And from that point until 7, the final 3 hours, perfect.
Smooth sailing. Yeah.
No problems. Everything is peachy. Except that the majority of the votes were cast between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. And not only did they fill a third bin that normally has 50, 60 votes in it for the whole stinking day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not only did they do that, but it was so full they had to pull out and bag it.
Now the thing that's interesting is because I had a little time today to get through some of the emails or yesterday a little bit to go through emails and text messages. There's other people that work the polls that have similar stories to mine. See, because I was saying it was consistent, right? But these are people that I personally know and they don't, no one's making stuff up. Okay. Nobody's making stuff up. So what is interesting is that I'm a PC, which is a precinct committee man. So, and a lot of precinct committee men volunteer and do the poll working and poll watching. So I decided yesterday because of the things that are transpiring, I'm going to be contacting a lot of these people and kind of mobilizing the testimonies of what had gone on to be able to show that even more of this pattern, even though, because it's, I mean, I appreciate the attorneys, but People need.
But these let me ask you this. Are these poll workers in other counties like Pinal?
No, I'm just focusing on.
Or all Maricopa.
Merit corruption. So I'm going to focus just on merit corruption county because that's the most important. But if there's anybody that wants to send me information or tell me a story, if you're the poll worker or if you just saw something fishy with a pen, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. I'm going to set up a Proton email account so I can keep things separate. I was supposed to do that before I came on the show today. So I will,
Well, we'll get it out.
Here for right now. For right now, this is what I want you to do.
Yes.
See, what I did
Save myfreedom.us. Yep, there you go.
Myfreedom.us.
Yeah.
Now, that is a Substack. Now, what I did is I loaded that up with an interview that I did on Sunday that really outlays what happened. And I kind of was more serious about it and I wasn't succinct, so it was really, really good. And there are links on there and websites in order to file the complaints. And I've gone through the ones, the groups that I think are actually going to do something with it or the information. Plus, there's people directly to Carrie Lake's campaign. I got their emails and spoke to them. So they said, please put us on there.
Okay.
Because I don't want you filling out stuff that's just going to swirl because somebody wants your email list to send something because they want to sell you something. So these are the ones that, and Lindell's is on there, right? The Judicial Watch is there. So I want, those are the ones you want to stick with. If I find out the ones that are better or worse, I'll flip them out because I'm updating this thing. But go on there and then it also is, as articles. So it'll explain more so. But this is something that I want people to realize. This happened in every state. It's just that maybe you weren't paying attention or they weren't as so blatantly obvious, but all these things happen in every state. Now I'm reading through, we have multiple people in multiple layers all working together this time and behind the scenes. And I kind of poked my head in. Last night I was dragged in at a different level. So then I was like, okay, this is a lot more serious than I think that kind of, I mean, I know it's serious, but what I'm seeing now is more serious and there's actually much more potential to not get it certified and to have it redone because I'm seeing more stuff that's being shown to me. So I've just spoke to one of the lead attorney last night for Carrie Lake. So this is the call to, so I said, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm putting everything else to the side.
All right, show that real quick.
I'm not doing anything.
No, no, no. Well,
we're going to,
I know, right? This is not what you wanted to be doing. I know.
This is not what I do. This is not even my, wheelhouse.
All right.
You know that.
I do, but you're awesome at what you do and you know what I mean? And yeah. Okay, I want you to put that sign up again real quick because we got to take a quick break. Yeah, we're going to go to break. So there it is, savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. Please, please go there. Savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. All right, there we go. All right, I got all the right buttons pushed. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Oh, my goodness. Hey, by the way, big shout-out to Chelsea Yeoman. Chelsea, I hope you're still watching and listening. And if you are, big shout-out to you. We really appreciate Michelle and I were talking about. She actually watched your segment, so just FYI. But big shout out to what you are doing and how important that is, and how, you know, this election, and that's why I played I Believe, because this election is about traditional values. It's about America being America again. It's about freedom of religion, freedom of speech, a free press, the ability to redress the government, which is our right because we're the sovereigns, and the ability to do so peacefully without being bombarded by rubber bullets and compression bombs, okay? When you're praying, you shouldn't be compression bombed from the back, causing you to have a heart attack and die, and then have the ME lie about it and claim that it was the crowd and natural causes and all this other nonsense. Four Americans died. Just remember that. Four Americans were murdered, and they killed one of their own. Brian Sicknick was killed by the D.C. Capitol Police's lack of attention to medical people in the crowd that brought him there for help. But that's a whole another topic. All right. It is and it isn't. It is,
right. They're all connected.
Okay,
all connected.
This is connected. Listen, we have tyrants running the country, and what we have just watched is how they run elections. Tyrants steal elections. Mm-hmm. I'm 60 years old. I'll be 61 in April. I was a Cold War vet, a Russian linguist in the United States Air Force in the early 1980s. We monitored this kind of stuff. These kinds of elections, we were the ones that went and called out the fraud in other countries, demanding that the people have a voice. Not because we wanted to change their government, although that's become the narrative. No, because the people there looked at America and said, why can't we have that? Why can't we have freedom? Why can't we have liberty? Why can't we elect the people that we want representing us? And so we went and we fought in other countries to give them the right to have a free election. And here we are in the United States of America, and we don't have one. That's what's going on. That's the fact. And Michelle is an eyewitness to the evidence of it. Michelle, go ahead and please, and I want to just, we need to stay right on task. You were talking about individuals that have reached out to you in Maricopa County that have said, we witnessed the same thing. Talk to me some more about the things you saw, the three bags.
Three times the ballots were taken out of the blue bins, which are the bins underneath the tabulators where they go. And those were the ballots that were not counted. They were not counted. So they were placed, we were instructed to place them in separate black bags. One of the ballots that were tabulated, one, they were called misreads, which weren't tabulated. This is 100% against all procedures. This is not what you do. You're A, not allowed to remove ballots from the bin at any time prior to the end of the election and the close of the polls.
Okay.
So right there, you have a election that cannot be certified.
You've spoiled them.
Right,
you've spoiled the election.
Well, actually, well, yeah, well, I don't know if that's you to spoil. Spoils when I canceled about okay. that. That's so I'm trying
we
to
don't
make sure
we
want to
make we use the right
words.
Terms. I understand.
Well,
yes,
it
ma'am.
Matters
no, it does.
They trip you up.
I wasn't being like, I get it.
I'm learning too.
Okay.
Cuz again, this I didn't even read the manual. Like there's certain I don't know this stuff. I'm just going with what I was instructed to do.
Who was it that read the manual?
Who did it? Who
yeah.
read the manual?
Yeah, who did we talk to? Who did you Tracy, right? DC
Tracy.
Tracy
no, no,
B.
Wendy. Wendy over. Wendy read the manual.
Okay, so we need to get Wendy on. We're going to get Wendy on together. You and I are going to get Wendy on.
Yeah.
On my show.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
So she read it, and then her article, which if you go to the Substack, which is the U.S. or
again,
where's
your,
US.
Come on, get that thing.
Okay.
Get right there.
SaveMyFreedom.us.
Yes, very important. Very important.
Article number 5 is, cause I put numbers on them. The article number 5 for which, with the Wendy wrote, that gives the breakdown of, the other judge, which is Carla, plus, my information. My information's in a couple of them, but it gives you the information even more detailed about what was actually violated with the protocols, right? Because, so what we're doing now is I started to go, well, Christine Act for America sent me an email and said, hey, here's the specifics. Which ones that were done were not done? Well, I'm learning right now because I just read the email yesterday. They violated even more stuff than I thought. Like when the ballots were actually removed from the bins,
right.
It says that both judges need to be present. I was never asked to come over to watch any of the removals. The only time that I was actually asked to do true judgeship stuff was at the end of the night when the ballots were placed. I didn't see the ballots being placed in the bags, okay? I only came out, was called over, cause we're doing other crap, right? It's not like I'm sitting there eating donuts and drinking coffee all day. I'm manning the polls, making sure that the people that are checking in are the people that are checking in. And that's, believe it or not, that's like herding cats, okay? So and I'm also triaging because stuff's happening where people are coming up to me cause they know that I know what I can handle a situation that needs rectification. That they're coming to me saying, hey, this wasn't going through. Can you do this? Can you do this? And where people are coming to me asking questions too. So apparently I was supposed to be a witness to the ballots being removed. I was never included in that. There you go. So I was saying there's so much I'm just going to use violations. I don't know if it's the right word.
Right.
Of protocol. You cannot certify this, but this happened every state because this was their playbook, guys. So like, for example, when the ballots were put in the bags, I signed the sticker. I was brought over and there's so much stuff that I'm looking back that I should have done.
Okay.
But I didn't think to do it because I've never done it before and I thought everyone else was doing their job. But here's the thing that you want to,
go ahead because we're going to run out of time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So on Monday, apparently there was a picture and there was a little video that went around that was showing that these black bags were actually showed up at MTEC, which is a tabulation center. Monday of this week. There was a big pile of these bags and that was supposed to, that's the ballots. Okay. So that, and in those, and there was no stickers on the bags. I signed the sticker and that's their security system. You place it over the zipper. That doesn't make any sense. Right. But I'm just processed. Right. My signature's on there. So they show up on Monday. We were told, we were told that night, as I said, what am I doing? You're like, you're signing the sticker. I never saw the ballots in the bag. There could have been a body in the bag. I don't know. I didn't even think to unzip it. Cause you're not thinking. I don't know. Right? So I signed it cause everybody else said that the ballots were in there.
All right. Go quick. We got 20 seconds.
They showed up on Monday. So wait a second. So what are you counting then? What are you counting if the ballots showed up at tabulation center Monday that we just had when they were supposed to be delivered that night?
And let me just throw this in and then we got to go. But
no
your roommate,
no, photo.
Well, but your and stop, but your roommate on the website that night, it said he voted. That night. And yet his bag didn't show up with his ballot in it, didn't show up until the following Monday. It's a disconnect, folks. No. It's a disconnect.
Well,
all right, we gotta go. We gotta jump.
Go to the website info, go to that. It shows you.
SaveMyFreedom.us. It's SaveMyFreedom.us.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-raid, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
There it is. SaveMyFreedom.us. I got to jump. Don Schenk is with us next. We're going to talk about Global Gospel Radio. Michelle will be back with us tomorrow morning. We're going to work that out. She'll be back. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.